Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 60. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us, now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks, for the land trembles. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Interlude. Now rescue your beloved people. Answer and save us by your power. God has promised this by his holiness. I will divide up Shechem with joy. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh too. Ephraim, my helmet, will produce my warriors, and Judah, my scepter, will produce my kings. But Moab, my washbasin, will become my servant, and I will wipe my feet on Edom and shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our armies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 60 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Each of us has an infinite number of details inside our souls. This psalm is about a battle fought by King David. It is described in 2 Samuel chapter 8, but that chapter does not include some of the details included in this psalm. David's forces faced difficulties and defeats, and he cried out to the Lord for mercy. He prayed for the Lord to rescue his people and to bring victory. It was only with God's help that they could be victorious. The author of 2 Samuel didn't include this detail because every detail can't be included in every story. Yet God knows every detail of our lives. The Lord listens and understands every fact and feeling, down to the most intricate detail. He has infinite time to hear our stories, even the long version. Yet so often we don't take the time to tell him. We are disappointed that others don't have the time or want the details. We go through life feeling lonely and disconnected. This psalm carries a great lesson. Give God the long version. Pour out your heart to him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you increase the prayer time in your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.